I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The Montana Standard newspaper is suing to make Superfund negotiations in Butte public after they've been veiled in secrecy for 14 years. Nora Sachs spoke with David McCumber, the Standard's editor, to find out more about their lawsuit and why the state pulled out of the cleanup settlement last week.
David McCumber, thanks so much for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Thanks for having me, Nora.
There's been a lot of Superfund news coming out of Butte this week, including the state pulling out of a legal settlement around the cleanup of Butte Hill and the Parrot Tailing Site, your newspaper trying to open up the negotiations process, and the EPA's release of its fifth-year review on the cleanup project. So I want to try to connect the dots between all of these developments, and I was hoping we could start with the state pulling out of what's called the consent decree with ARCO and the Environmental Protection Agency. What happened? Why did the state step away?
First of all, this is a consent decree negotiation, which is part of the process of making very clear what everybody's responsibilities are for the cleanup of the Butte Hill. And they include Butte Silver Bow, the state, and EPA, and ARCO. The governor pulled the state out of the talks last week. He has been trying for about a year now to act unilaterally to take the Parrot tailings, which are basically smelter waste, out of the ground here in Butte. There is a stream of groundwater that has been severely polluted by the Parrot tailings. He needs a place to put them, and he's trying to negotiate an agreement with the current mine here in Butte, Montana Resources, to put the tailings next to the Berkeley pit. And in order to give him that permission, the mining company needs ARCO's permission. ARCO, like the EPA, has insisted these tailings don't need to come out. And so far, they have refused to give their permission for this cleanup that the governor has ordered to go forward. So the governor is tired of waiting for them, and he's decided to put the only real pressure he has to exert, and that is pulling out of these negotiations. So far, there's been no announced progress on this front since the governor pulled out. Butte Silver Bow has also declined to participate in further talks, saying that without the state's participation, it's useless to continue to negotiate. I expect that sooner or later there will be an agreement with ARCO, and the talks will continue, and the governor will get his place to put the tailings. But for right now, it's a bit of a standoff.
So why did that move trigger the decision for the Montana Standard to go to court?
Well, it didn't. Frankly, the timing is slightly coincidental. We have been talking to the parties involved in these consent decree negotiations for months, saying, hey, you know, we believe these negotiations are the public's business. You've got three levels of government all making decisions in these talks that will impact the future of Butte for generations. So for those talks to be confidential, we believe is incorrect. The talks are confidential because 14 years ago, when the Superfund litigation started, all of the parties went to the federal judge overseeing the lawsuit and said, hey, we want to negotiate in private, and so would you sign a confidentiality order? And he did so. So we, this week, filed a motion in federal court to intervene in that litigation for the limited purpose of arguing that these talks should be open to the public and that the confidentiality order should be rescinded or removed. We just feel that these talks are too important and too crucial to Butte's future to be conducted in secret.
One could make the argument that there's been a lot of cleanup that has been done so far under the veil of confidentiality. So is there a risk that bringing in the public might delay the process of finishing the cleanup even more?
I think here in Butte, we aren't altogether sympathetic to that argument. I think we're 14 years into this negotiation or this litigation. We still don't have the cleanup that we believe Butte deserves. Leaving pollution in the ground here at the headwaters could potentially damage the cleanup that has been done on the entire Clark Fork watershed. The results haven't been great so far for Butte. We feel that the process should be much more transparent. If it slows down the negotiation, but the end result is something that the public has been truly involved in and has seen develop, then the delay is probably worth it.
In your opinion, how is bringing in the public and unveiling the negotiations going to help? What is broken and what needs to be fixed?
We're not happy with getting handed a fait accompli after secret negotiations. We feel that, yeah, it'll be messier to negotiate with the public in the room, but democracy's messy. If we end up with a result that is transparent and with a process that's transparent, people are going to be a lot happier and a lot more bought into the result than they will if they get handed something with the implicit message, this is as good as it's going to get.
So if the judge grants your request to unblock the access and EPA and ARCO resist that, is there a danger of the negotiation stalling out?
I suppose it's possible that they would decide not to negotiate. If they did that, EPA would still have the responsibility to clean this up. You know, EPA has said, most or all of the participants would want to pull out of the negotiations if they were made public. I don't believe that's true. I don't believe the state would, and I don't believe the county would. So I think that would put a lot of pressure on ARCO and on the EPA to go ahead and negotiate this to an agreement.
And what's the timeline for potentially getting that decision?
Our litigation is basically a two-step process. The first thing, which we filed, is just asking for the right to intervene. If that's granted, then we get to make our argument, and then the judge will decide. Both ARCO and EPA have said they will oppose our initial motion to intervene. So we expect there will be a hearing fairly shortly on that by the federal court.
The EPA just made public their fifth-year review report.
It's a five-year review, and it's the fourth one since this process started. There's a lot of grumbling in Butte about the report itself because in it, EPA sticks to its guns and sticks to its earlier position despite scientific evidence to the contrary. There's no reason to remove the Parrot and the other tailings deposits from the watershed. They've once again made that position official.
I understand that EPA has scheduled some public meetings and sessions to talk about the report. Is that an attempt to be more transparent? How do you think that will be received in Butte?
It's been our experience, I think, that a lot of times when something like this comes out and is in this close to final form, having a public meeting about it doesn't really change anything. I mean, it's certainly good for the public to be able to express its views. The one thing that I thought was interesting is that this report, for the first time, makes note of the fact that there is considerable public concern about these consent decree negotiations and about the remedy that's currently in place. And so it's clear that they're at least recognizing that there is a great deal more community involvement, community concern on these issues in recent months.
We will be right here with you waiting to see what happens. So David McCumber, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you, Nora.
With Montana Public Radio, I'm Nora Sachs.